Renowned American composer Michael Torkey, who has produced pieces for the Atlanta Olympic Games, Disney, and penned numerous operas, is premiering a new work with the Philadelphia Orchestra at Saratoga Performing Arts Center this summer. Torkey is now in the first stages of forming the piece to coincide with SPAC's 50th anniversary, and the first part of a new WAMC series focusing on the creation of a work of music. Torkey walked us through the beginnings of his creative process.
You know, the first steps are, what is it really for? Writing a piece for a large orchestra is different from a violin and piano piece for Carnegie Hall, for example. And then once everything is kind of settled contractually, then I just start kind of dreaming. Like, what kind of thing do I hear in the back of my mind? Or, I mean, one thing was very helpful for the SPAC Commission was that they flew me out to make the announcement at the final concert last season, 2015. And I attended two concerts. And I have been to SPAC many times before, but specifically now hearing the Philadelphia Orchestra, how they sound now in that space, that outdoor-indoor space, that also gave me kind of, I wouldn't say it gave me ideas, it just gave me the soundscape to work with. And, you know, there was other directions given that this is a 50th anniversary of SPAC, and so to write a funeral march might not be the best thing. And then the commissioner itself, Charles and Candace Waite, we had a drink and he walked me around Saratoga to show me some of the things that, even though I've been there so many times, I might not have noticed. The statue at Prospect Park, where the original site of the Healing Waters. So all of those things kind of got the engines going.
Is there anything that you do as a sort of ritual to help get the juices flowing?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are things where I will do something in a kind of a meta overview. This is something more recently for me, where I'll think about what kind of musical problems I solved in the 1980s and what I worked on in the 90s, the way my music is structured and what kinds of things it does, and then where it kind of went in the aughts. And here we are in the teens already. And so what do I want to say right now? And one thing that's kind of got me going is you reach a certain age and then you realize that you're well past the midpoint in life. And, you know, it's not like I'm going to die tomorrow. I'm 54 years old. I'm healthy and all of that. But how many, you know, 20 years, 25 more years? I mean, there isn't that much time in one's life. And so what one would want to say in a piece, one would want to kind of express all the ambitions I've ever had and what I wanted to say, as opposed to, well, this is a project, let's do that, let's move on to the next one, which was a way that I worked, unfortunately, I admit, in the aughts, where it kind of was like an assembly line, and I stopped and said, wait a minute, you know, life is short, and I want to make each piece to really go beyond even what I start with. But so the rituals, you ask, I look about the overview, and then in a more concrete way, I will often sit down at the piano and just, I don't improvise. I have friends who are great improvisers, but one thing I do is I'll sit at the piano and I'll find some chords or some melodic notes, and I'll find something that is very dissonant, and then I will resolve it to consonants. And in doing that exercise, dissonance to consonants all the time, then ideas will just subconsciously start coming up, and I'll throw things down, I'll jot things down with a pencil and paper, and then that will lead me to other things. And before I know it, within an hour, I have a musical idea that might be 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars long. Is that any good? I don't know. Is it worth using? I don't know. One's judgment doesn't come till later. But that's one thing to generate material, is always looking for ways that dissonance resolves to consonance.
Is there anyone that you collaborate or bounce ideas off of when you're sitting down and you're working things out?
Not really, and maybe composers would be better if they worked with editors or if they worked with, I mean, in opera you work with collaborators. I do, however, have an old friend from Eastman days. I was a student at the Eastman School of Music, and he lives in Los Angeles, is still a practicing musician, as I am, and we get on the phone and we talk about music and the meaning of music and what it is that you know, we'd like to say in our, he still composes, he does mostly performing these days, and that can be very informative to kind of throw around ideas and get reactions. I don't know how much that really informs the project I'm working on, but it's just a kind of a general overview, recharging of the batteries, getting inspiration from a colleague, friend.
What is the main feeling that you want to deliver to people? What is the one thing that you want the audience in Saratoga to be greeted with and to understand when they hear this piece for the first time?
When they hear the piece. Yeah, it's a feeling. I mean, I can tip my hand a little bit in talking about the piece that might give a clue to what I how I want the audience to respond. I mean, naturally, I want the audience to be engaged. I want it to move their hearts as much as move their or stimulate their minds. I think music is both intellectual and incredibly emotional, and very, very subjective. And the last thing I want to do is write a piece of music that does not engage, that leaves the audience indifferent or numb or worse. And so I try very hard in my presentation of themes to be as clear as I can, and that the orchestration be as clear, and that it be, I don't want to say entertaining, I want to say engaging, that you really hear a theme develop, and it brings you from A to B. And through the four movements of the piece, we traverse a whole world. So, I mean, that's the kind of obvious thing. As far as a specific inspiration, I was, you know, shown around Saratoga. I want to be informed not only by Saratoga itself, but my experience there, et cetera, et cetera. And often we think about, when we think about Saratoga's history, we think about the end of the 19th century when it was maybe its height as a luxury destination, the Healing Waters, the casino. The race course, of course, was founded in 1863, so that goes back even further. And I thought, well, that isn't the part of Saratoga's history I want to be inspired by. There's an earlier thing that to me is even more important. It was the turning point of the Revolutionary War. It was a battle won that brought France into aiding our armies. And so this idea of triumph, of victory, of a goal that a collective people have, you know, the independence of our country, all of those kinds of feelings and values, which are maybe really old-fashioned, is what I want to convey in the music. And I hope that that comes through.